pay after 999?
1,000.
And if you add a comma and three more zeros, that gives you?
1,000,000.
Uh-huh. And could you please count up to 12 using the ordinal numbers? So that's like the places in a horse race. Ordinal numbers are like places in a horse race.
First place, second place, up to how far?
Up to 12, but you don't have to say place. You just
okay.
Go up to 12.
Okay, first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, tenth, 11th, 12th.
Okay. And what are some local towns around El Paso?
Canyotillo, Las Cruces, Anthony, Alamogordo, Clint, Del City, Sierra Blanca, Carlsbad, Cloudcroft, Ruidoso, Truth or Consequences.
Now, is Isleta part of El Paso, or is it different?
I believe Isleta it's part of El Paso, but they have their own school district.
How about Socorro?
Socorro is separate, but they're fighting for it right now to try to get settled whether they are going to have their own town or whether they're going to be part of El Paso.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay. I'm going to try to get you to pronounce all the western states, so let's go with California first.
California? Which other ones?
Oh, well, just keep getting... Well, let's okay. Go up from California.
Okay, we have California, Oregon, Washington.
Mm-hmm.
You want Nevada?
Yep.
Idaho, Montana, Colorado,
mm-hmm.
Wyoming, New Mexico, Texas, Oklahoma. How far do you want to go?
Well, do you consider Oklahoma to be part of the West or not?
It would be a little bit of north to be northwest.
What about the state that has all the Mormons?
Utah.
Mm-hmm.
Did I say Nevada?
Yep.
Okay.
I think you got them all. I think so. The potatoes come from where?
Idaho.
Yeah, I think you said Idaho. Okay. Mm-hmm. Mardi Gras is in what city?
New Orleans.
And that's in the state of?
Alabama. No, New Orleans. Louisiana.
Yeah. And then,
here I am.
Gee, I wish New Orleans was in Alabama. Yeah. I'd go over here.
No. Louisiana.
The capital of Louisiana is?
New Orleans? What is the
actually, no. Baton Rouge.
Baton Rouge. I can't even say it.
That's okay. Okay, the big city in Illinois is called?
Chicago.
And there's a big city in Ohio.
Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, I'm on a geography deal
you're
tonight,
doing good.
Right?
Yeah. You get up in the
morning.
Mm-hmm. And if something's coming this way, it's coming.
Approaching.
Yeah, but it's coming in what direction?
Towards.
Yep. How would you describe how you go to Albuquerque from El Paso? Do you say that you go down to Albuquerque?
No, we would go up to Albuquerque because it's north of us.
Mm-hmm. How about Tucson?
Tucson is west of us. I'd say going over to Tucson.
Okay. How about if you go to Dallas?
That would be going over to Dallas.
Okay.
And yet they're north of us too.
Okay. That's good enough. If you're taking a trip, you say you go so many
miles.
Mm-hmm. If you had something heavy, you need to get it out of the way, you might
push.
In the past tense, that is
pushed.
And the opposite of that is
pushing.
Well, the opposite of
pulling.
Yeah. Or
pull.
Past tense.
Past pulled.
Tense. Yeah.
You're doing good at figuring out how to answer or to ask these questions.
I know, we're ready for the game show, aren't we?
Yeah, but we're on 100 questions.
Right? We could make some money.
Yeah, this is good.